So we are continuing our theme week on Halloween. We're right in the middle of it today.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about a symbol of Halloween that you see all over the place this time of year. Black cats.
All black cats. Oh, sure. Yeah. Black cats. They're all over the place.
So black cats are often a symbol of Halloween or witchcraft.
Yes.
In most Western cultures, black cats have typically been looked upon as a symbol of evil omens, specifically being suspected of being the familiars of witches or actually shape-shifting witches themselves.
Yeah.
Most of Europe considers the black cat a symbol of bad luck, particularly if one walks across the path in front of a person, which is believed to be an omen of misfortune.
Yeah.
The superstitions surrounding black cats vary from culture to culture, but black cats do have positive associations in the Celtic nations and in Japanese folklore.
Uh-huh.
Black cats were sacred in Celtic mythology. Scottish lore holds that a black cat's arrival at a new home signifies prosperity, while Welsh lore states that a black cat brings good health. If you're a single woman in Japan, owning a black cat is said to increase your number of suitors.
Is that right? Well, that's the first I've heard of that.
So it seems that the association between bad luck and black cats dates all the way back to the 13th century. It's not known exactly how and why cats became associated with the devil in the Middle Ages, but the belief was so persistent that they were actually blamed for spreading the bubonic plague.
I have some ideas.
Yeah. So when the pilgrims arrived at Plymouth Rock, they brought with them a devout faith. They also brought a deepening suspicion of anything deemed satanic and were deeply suspicious of other Christian denominations. Mm-hmm. The pilgrims viewed the black cat as a companion or familiar to witches.
Yeah.
Somehow this turned into the belief that witches could turn themselves into their typically black cat, which likely evolved from those accused of witchcraft just happening to have cats as pets.
They can talk, too. And this is Sabrina,
teenage Salem.
Witch. They can talk,
Salem
right?
talked, yeah.
She didn't turn into a cat, though, did she?
No, there? Salem just spoke.
A talking cat, okay.
And this belief was also a huge part of the Salem witch trials.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in contrast, the supernatural powers ascribed to black cats were sometimes viewed positively.
Yeah.
For example, sailors considering a ship's cat would want a black one because it would bring good luck. Not only were cats welcome aboard British vessels to hunt mice, but sailors generally thought a black cat in particular would bring good luck and ensure a safe return home.
Oh, okay.
A few of these kitties have been enshrined in maritime history, like Tittles. Tittles the cat. He was a black cat who was the ship's cat on a number of Royal Navy aircraft carriers. And he eventually traveled over 30,000 miles during his time in service.
Tittles, you say?
Old Tittles. Yeah.
Tittles, all right.
So there is no one black cat breed. The Cat Fanciers Association recognizes 22 different cat breeds that can come with solid black coats, including the Norwegian forest cat, the Japanese bobtail, the Scottish fold, and also the Bombay. The Bombay breed is what most people picture, a copper-eyed, all-black short hair that was bred specifically to resemble a miniature Black Panther. So black cats have been found to have lower odds of adoption in American shelters compared to other colors, although black animals in general take more time to find homes. In 2014, Toronto had an event on Black Friday during which people could adopt a black cat without paying the usual adoption fee in order to encourage the adoption of black cats. This trend is now spread across the U.S. with many shelters offering free adoption of black cats on Black Friday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And here in the U.S., Black Cat Appreciation Day is August 17th.
No, August 17th.
We missed it this year, but mark it down for next year.
17.
August 17th.
Okay.
Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Got it. Put that on my calendar. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Black Cats, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Black Cat by Janet Jackson.
Well, I think that's a perfect song for it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's Janet Jackson, Black Cat. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about black cats as part of our Halloween theme week.
Sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The association of black cats with bad luck dates back to the 13th century.
British soldiers believed having a black cat on board would bring good luck.
And there are 22 cat breeds that can come with solid black coats.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. You don't have any cats. You have a dog.
I have a dog who does not like cats.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Does he chase cats like in cartoons?
He does chase cats.
Really?
Up trees and in people's garages.
Oh, nice. A little terror of the neighborhood, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. They need another place. All right. Folks want to learn more about Black Cat Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yes. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. You can catch up on all your Halloween things. Candy corn. We talked about jack-o'-lanterns yesterday and black cats today. There's only 2 days left to complete the set, but we'll find out what those are the next few days.
That's right.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Ed Smith will be along with traffic here in just a moment. We'll update the forecast with Josh, Fleetwood Mac, and more, and your requests for the legendary drive at 5 at 222-4000.